There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor. This is our way.
Want to get well? This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off now and go with Philip. Hi, Philip. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Living well, man. How can I help?
I had a thyroid test here back, I think it was in May. And okay. I got kind of busy. I was finishing school and stuff and never got around to following up on it until recently. It was just like for my PCP. It just showed a high reading, and I wanted to follow it up with an endocrinologist, which I recently did. And I had heard about a friend of mine had said, check out, you know, before you start taking Synthroid, go to Stop the Thyroid Madness website and all this. And I looked into it some, and they recommended that don't just go with the one lab test. Of course, get the free T3 and T4 tested, so I did that. I had this endocrinologist test all of that, and his findings were that my TSH was elevated, but T4 and T3 were normal, but it was consistent. They were close enough to be called consistent with subclinical hypothyroidism due to chronic lymphocytic thyroiditis, and that I should start taking, Synthroid. And I, of course, interjected and said, well, what about Armour or some kind of desiccated thyroid. Should I take Synthroid, which I hear I shouldn't be taking, or should I go with Armour, or what do you think?
Well, I definitely, Philip, would go. I like Armour, and in the clinical setting, if you have to go with a thyroid medication, I would always start there first and start with the 60 milligram version of that and see how your body responds. Get some blood tests done in about 8 weeks and go with that. That's really a better way to go. Now, there's two different camps. There's the Armour camp and the more natural camp, and then there's the guys that just love Synthroid and levothyroxine all day long. And, you know, not a bad thing. It's just, it's kind of your train of thought. Well, here's the deal. When you're looking at the lab values too, I would be a big fan of doing. You can actually get desiccated thyroid gland in a natural form that's not Armour. So, I mean, literally as a supplement, and that's even, it's a little bit lighter. I mean, obviously the medication is going to be stronger, but you might even want to go that route first, see what the values, if they change at all, use that and organic iodine. Iodine is one of the number one trace minerals that we really don't have in our food supply much, and when you get low in iodine, it causes the thyroid to not work as well as it needs to.
Now, my friend said that too. He was saying that iodine, everybody's low in iodine, especially people that live inland away from the ocean, blah, blah, blah. He's, you know, talked about that and sent me a link to a site about iodine. But, and the only symptom I have, really, of hypothyroidism that I can tell is some constipation. I don't really have any low energy levels or any of the other things that go with it.
Yeah, I would go three ways if you're asking my thoughts. First way is I would go natural and go maybe with just a supplement form, go with iodine and L-tyrosine. L-tyrosine converts T4 to T3. And, you know, of course, it's completely natural. You can do 1,500 milligrams twice a day, and that's extremely light and easy for the body to handle. That would be the first one, and then see how you feel and then see where the numbers are in about 8 weeks. And if nothing's changing, then you can go to Armour and do the same thing. And then play around with the dosage with your physician and go that route. But, yeah, hypothyroid is something that, I mean, we're seeing more and more, and I'll tell you, we see a lot more with females, but guys are actually getting it more now than ever. And the number one reason for it is lack of iodine. It really is. Now, when they did the test, did they check your antibodies?
Yes, they did. They checked
TPO antibodies, your thyroid peroxidase.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
No, they were not fine. Let's see here. It was the reference range is 0 to 35 on the TPO, and mine was like 233.
Okay. And so they told you about thyroiditis.
Right. Yeah, it's attacking. My own autoimmune system is attacking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you understand all that. Okay, just making sure you understand. Cool. So the thing is, when you've got Hashimoto's thyroiditis and it's starting to attack, you've got to get back to the immune cells. See, now that's a whole different animal, too. When you got the immune system that's overactive, you got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. The T1 and T2 cells are so important because you got to figure out which one's more active and which one's not. So here's there's a little self-test you can do at home called a tea test, and it's where you take green tea and echinacea tea. Green tea you'll use 5 cups for 5 days, and then echinacea tea you'll use 5 cups for 5 days. Both of those are going to be really important to follow because one of those is going to make you feel really, really bad, and then the other one's going to make you feel really, really good. Now, obviously, the one that makes you feel bad, you don't want to continue taking, but the one that makes you feel really good, you should. And the echinacea green tea, both hand in hand, one will stimulate the T1 helper, and the other one will stimulate the T2 helper cells. So in the middle of that, you're going to figure out which one is actually going to be a benefit to you, and there's a whole protocol that goes with each one. Now, here's the other deal. With hypothyroidism, when you've got thyroiditis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, there is an issue with the body wanting to swing, and it'll swing into different phases. It can swing into the hyper phase where things are a little bit faster, and then it'll swing back into the hypo phase. So you got to be real careful as you're going through that because those phases can really throw you for a loop. But, you know, we've also found certain food groups that will slow down the thyroid even more. All the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, most salads, and strawberries, those food groups right there will slow the thyroid down. So you want to be careful. You want to avoid those. I mean, you can eat other vegetables and other fruits and whatnot, but you really want to steer clear of the certain foods. And why don't you get started on that? Get started on the little tears, and then get the blood work done and see which one works and let me know so we can walk through any other parts that we need to. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with right now? Well, Timothy from New Jersey, he writes in an email. He says, I've been struggling with low testosterone levels. I'm really not sure what to do. Should I take the gel or the injections? Well, my thoughts on that are don't do either one yet. Because remember, with hormones, whether you're male or female, you start taking testosterone, it's going to shut down your own natural production. So even though your natural production might be low right now, you've got to get to the root cause of why that is. Your dopamine levels might be low, which is your brain chemistry. But one telltale way to build that back up is go with maca root, tribulus, yohimbe, and zinc. All four of those is kind of like the simple formula to raise testosterone levels and keep it up. So try those and then see how your body responds. But get a blood test. Don't just wing it and don't just go by how you feel. Actually get a blood test and see what it's doing to your testosterone levels. Thanks for that email. This is On Call, Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time.
Hey, Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
I have been very active, and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered AminoActive. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves.
Dallas with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with right now? What is your health challenge? Well, whatever it is, great or small, just know this. If your body can get sick, it can also get well. What are you doing? What kind of changes are you making? Radical changes equal radical results with our health. And based on the choices you're willing to make every single day determines the kind of health that you're going to have. Pretty amazing. So the cool thing is, it doesn't matter the choices you've made in the past that have brought you to this place right now. What matters is the kind of choices you make right now, which will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. You're listening to On Call. Let's go now to Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I have a question in regards to my children. Okay. One is the age of 7, and her problem is a severe sinus infections, runny nose that no matter what I have tried in the past, it does not seem to stop. And it definitely heightens in the wintertime. She's getting ready to start back to school. And it kind of tapers off a little bit during the summer months. But she's getting ready to start back to school, and she'll catch a cold and just a lot of mucus. And then my other daughter, who's 5, she has severe asthma. So they're similar but different. And hers definitely is induced by if she catches some type of cold during this season change right now, as summer going from summer to winter, or I'm sorry, summer to fall. The change in the atmosphere, she's starting, you know, and the doctor has, you know, given her the steroid breathing treatments that she has to take morning and night. And what I would really like to do is make sure I build up their immune systems, and trying to get some ideals or tips or lifestyle ways that I can build up the immune system and decrease the mucus and the other things that are going on with them. So I don't know if those are two separate questions or kind of similar, but
They're kind of similar, really. They're kind of similar with what you're doing. Now, a couple of things I need to ask. Tell me what their diet looks like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for both of them.
Okay, my 5-year-old, she's more of she likes the meat. She does not really care for a lot of bread or potatoes or rice, so she likes the meat, the vegetables. So for breakfast, she may have you know, some type of sausage, turkey sausage, and fruit. And then for lunch, you know, she may have like macaroni and cheese and some type of salad. And then for dinner, be some kind of chicken or some type of vegetables, but she doesn't really care. Now, she doesn't really care for a lot of the pastas, bread, that type of thing.
Right.
Now, my 7-year-old, I do give her a lot of oatmeal, so she would eat that for breakfast. She likes that for lunch. It'll be some type of soup, some type of vegetable soup, or what do you call this, beef stew or some type of chicken soup. She eats a lot of soups for lunch.
Well, one of the things that you want to make sure that you're doing with your kids, this is a big deal. So allergies and asthma, they tend to be along the same lines as far as the way the body responds. And what's going on the inside, to get the child well. Several things. Anytime you have processed foods, such as oatmeal, and oatmeal is processed. It's not, even though it would seem to be fairly healthy, it's still processed, and it does have gluten in it based on the places that they're processed in. And so gluten is a real tough protein for allergies and asthma, and that's one thing you want to eliminate. And even the soups and things that you're feeding them, they probably have gluten in them. I would go completely gluten-free, completely, for about 12 weeks and see how your kids respond. Because at the end of the day, getting cow's milk, dairy out of their diet completely, and getting the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, getting those out of the diet is going to play a big role. And it's going to give your children a chance to get their health back. Allergies and asthma are heavily linked together, and there's a strong diet connection with both of them. And by eliminating those food groups, seeing how they respond, even though one of them loves meat, that's a great thing, but you want to make sure you're feeding her actually the kind of meats that are grass-fed, hormone-free, they don't have the antibiotics in them and that sort of thing. It's really important for the quality of food when someone's dealing with allergies or even asthma. So for the potential to help them get well, you'd want to do that. Now, apple cider vinegar is an old little trick that grandma used to use, and it works very well with allergies and asthma, and here's why. Here's the mechanism of why it works well. A lot of times when we eat our foods, and this can be adults or kids alike, doesn't matter, we don't break our proteins down very well. And so for your child who loves protein and likes to eat it all the time, if she can't break it down, then that's going to create an issue. The excess proteins that would float around in the bloodstream would come to a place where it'll create a lot of the allergic type symptoms in the body and the asthmatic type symptoms in the body. So that's why you'd want to get to a place where you can get her breaking her proteins down, but you put the right kind of food in to begin with. See, that's the key. It's putting the right stuff in. And that's one of the toughest challenges with kids, because they only like certain things. Certain things taste good. And, you know, being a mom, you don't want to have this big fight, this big battle with your kids all the time about what to eat. You want to give them things that they want. I get that. But in the middle of that, you're dealing with allergies and asthma. So there has to be a little bit of the foot down to get things where it needs to be in the household. So get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. I think it'll be a real help to you. There's a lot in there on allergies and asthma in kids, especially in my audio series, The 8 Secrets All Healthy People Know. You can get that at our health store at DrAsa.com. It's 8 hours of audio of every protocol you can imagine, especially including allergies and asthma. I think it'll be a big help for you. 888-283-7272. What is your health challenge? Let's talk about it. Remember, you don't have to be your genetics. Just because grandma had it, grandpa had it, doesn't mean you have to have it. Got to make those lifestyle changes. And that's what we do here on this show, blending traditional and alternative medicine together. This is On Call.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call. The show is Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. What are you struggling with right now? What is your health challenge? Well, whatever it is, great or small, know this. We're here to help. We're here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. And we're going to do it right now with Christy. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hello,
Dr. Asa. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise. What's up?
Well, the last few times I've been checking my blood pressure, it's been high. I've been testing it at the pharmacy, and one of my friends has a monitor, and each time it's just really elevated, and I'm really not sure what to do about it. I've not seen a doctor in some time, but I'm around 36. I just don't know what to do to, you know, improve my numbers.
Well, has it been fluctuating big time?
It's been rather high. I'm a really active person, but, you know, I'm just afraid of these numbers. I don't, you know that much about high blood pressure and all that, but I'm thinking maybe I have too much sodium in my diet or...
Well, I really need
to pick up your book.
Yeah, it'll be a big help to you. It really will. With blood pressure, there's a couple things you need to know. Now, there is some genetic involvement with it, but it's big. It's a lot of lifestyle basis. So medications are important sometimes, depending, especially for the short term, till things can get under control. That's something you definitely don't want to let linger. But maintaining your weight, eating a proper diet, that's helpful. And exercise is important, too. And one of the best exercises you can do for high blood pressure is rebounding. It's where you jump on a mini trampoline. Have you ever started doing that, or have you ever tried it?
No, but it sounds fun. I mean, I've never tried it.
I play tennis.
I'm more of a tennis-type person. I like to play tennis, and I like to walk a lot, and...
Well, it is fun, and it's not that hard of an exercise to do, but the benefits are pretty incredible. You can go to urbanrebounder.com and pick up one for about $100, and they're really good. They've got a lifetime warranty on them, and they function great. And 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day is something that's so great for blood pressure, and they've just done study after study on that, and the proof's in the pudding. We see that clinically all the time. Now, there's certain supplements you definitely want to do for blood pressure. L-arginine, which is an amino acid, L-citrulline, and then also potassium chloride and NADH. NADH is a version of vitamin B3. And all that little protocol together works great at lowering blood pressure, kind of gets your body where it needs to be, gets it in balance, and can help tremendously. So that's kind of the beginning point. So I wouldn't let it get you scared. I wouldn't let it get you in a place where you're overly worried about it and you don't think it's going to come down. It will. It will. It can. And you're in a good place right now. I definitely would get a copy of my book, get started reading that, so you can understand a lot of the principles about how the body works. Because really, we've got three main areas in the body that we look at. And whether you're in more traditional or natural and preventative medicine, it's all the same. The body's the body. You got to look at it from three different aspects. You've got the mental side, that's your brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. Then you've got the chemical side. Let's show you your body chemistry works. You know, your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how everything's functioning, everything's working together. And then the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves, and how that impacts the body as well. So you look at all three sides, put it all together, and that's how you see more of an integrative or holistic, WHOL-istic approach to the body. You've got to look at the whole person. So if somebody's got high blood pressure, they've got cancer, they've got diabetes, they've got headaches, they have chronic fatigue, thyroid issues, whatever it is, you've got to take a snapshot of where they are and then take the jigsaw puzzle, lay it on the table, see where the weak spots are and the strong spots. And that's where you find the answer to someone's health. So the medications and all for blood pressure for the short term, if they're wanting to do that, it's okay. But you've got to come up with an action plan, come up with a battle plan for long term, because you don't want to be stuck on medications forever. Not that they're bad, they're not. They're beneficial and they're helpful, but you just don't want to be stuck on that. So get started on some of that and let me know how it goes. We'll walk with you any way that we can. Get the book. Get started. And get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, some of the basics, some of the supplements, exercising on the mini trampoline, and continue checking your blood pressure, and then we'll go from there. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening. On call. What are you struggling with right now? Well, whatever it is, let's talk about it. If you've got a friend, a family member, a loved one, somebody that's really struggling with their health and they need help, make sure to give us a call, 888-283-7272, and we will talk about it. Let's go now to Emma. Hi, Emma. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, darling.
I have been diagnosed with, I guess it's sort of a genetic problem is what the doctor said. I have plaque in my arteries, and I'm also a diabetic.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, and I'm taking three statins now. I've already done some things to work on the diabetes. I walk 25 minutes a day, and I also cut the red meats, and I'm basically eating vegetables and fruits. And I've lowered my blood sugar to 104 and less. And this is fasting blood sugar. And I just wanted to know, is there any natural med that I can use other than the medication that the doctor has prescribed to help me prevent and maintain my arteries and the plaque that's building?
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. Now, vitamin E is the number one vitamin as far as our artery health and removing the plaque in the arterial walls. About
vitamin
800
E?
Vitamin E.
Vitamin E, okay.
Yeah, vitamin E. So 400 to 800 IUs a day. They've done numerous studies, and they've found how effective vitamin E is for reducing plaque in the arteries. And also red yeast rice is very good. 1,000 milligrams twice a day of red yeast rice. Phenomenal for handling and taking care of the arteries, the plaquing, cholesterol numbers over a period of time. And the body chemistry may get out of line, and it takes some time to build it back. But typically, about 80% of what we deal with is lifestyle. Only about 15 to 20% genetic. But that puts the odds in your favor, and that puts it to a place where you really know that you can get well. And that's why I want to encourage you that with your arteries, the statin drugs and whatnot, you've got to protect your liver. And those statin drugs are hard on the liver for long term. One of the better statin drugs that we see the least amount of side effects with is Crestor. That's one of the more expensive brand name drugs, but it has the least amount of side effects, and it does work very well at a low dose, like 10 milligrams. So just something to think about. Red yeast rice, vitamin E, nicotinic acid. Okay, it's a version of vitamin B3 niacin, but it's called nicotinic acid, and it's hard to find. But that nicotinic acid works like a charm. It will keep your good cholesterol, your HDLs, up, and it'll get your bad cholesterol, the LDLs, and have those go down. So once you get those in a balanced state, that's where you're going to start getting the results. Rutin, R-U-T-I-N, is incredible for artery health overall and improving the elasticity. And cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper, which, I mean, literally the spiced cayenne pepper that you would use on your food, that you want to increase that. Increase that on your food because it has incredible properties with artery health. So I know it seems like a lot where you got to make some changes. And I want to encourage you that there's a lot out there that you can do. But let's get started with what you're eating first. That's your foundation. And once you get that built, then we can add on top of that. 888-283-7272. Listening to On Call. Let's go now to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. I'm glad I got through. I just called into bed and I turned your station on and I thought, gee, I want to call right away.
Well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Here's my problem. I've been taking hydrocodone for a number of years.
Okay.
And I'd like to kind of, I'm down to one a day, but I'd kind of like maybe quit, you know. And could you tell me a good way to maybe possibly be able to come down, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with a hydrocodone, I mean, what are you taking it for right now?
Well, that's all I'm taking. It's just hydrocodone.
But are you taking it?
Why do I take it? I take it because I have pain in my back.
Is it in your lower back or upper back or in your neck?
My lower back.
All right. Is it? If you didn't take the hydrocodone, what would it be on a scale of 1 to 10? Pain. Worst being 10.
Well, at least a good 7 or 8.
Well, then I'll tell you what. Let's do this. One of the best ways to do that is to get with a physician. And usually they'll start cutting it in half. But you need to be monitored. You definitely don't want to do this on your own because of pain management. I would also get with a DO. It's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. And have them evaluate your spinal area. Looking at it. I'm sure you've had MRIs and x-rays and all that. But I would have them evaluate that too and walk with you in that process. Now, your diet plays a big role. Because you got to reduce inflammation in the digestive tract. Once you reduce inflammation in the digestive tract, it will cut your pain by about 50%. So that's something else you want to work on. And that's all in my book, Empowering Your Health. Also, look into white willow bark. It's a great way to wean off along with that. This is On Call.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is America's Lifestyle Coach taking the right nutritional supplements for your needs like One World Way every day in a combined manner can make a huge difference in one's health. And unlike any other whey protein in the world, One World Way is exclusively formulated with Tesla-like energetic frequencies during the formulation process, which impart properties that we believe exponentially enhance. Many customers say it brings alive the protein and nutrition, and they feel better, look better, have more energy, and are remarkably strong in their health and in their life.
For nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to aquaponicsource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-289-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Going into the break, we're talking with Ann. And Ann has two children, I guess 6 and 8, Ann, is that right? And they're starting to get a little bit of what you had, which is the little bumps on the back of their arms, right? And we were talking about that. We were talking about exactly what to do. And what I really suggest, Ann, one of the best things to do with that is what you're feeding them every day. It's literally, when you're dealing with skin, it's an inside-out thing. It's not about what we can do to put on their arms to get rid of the little bitty bumps, but it's actually what you're doing on the inside. And with kids, and really the same with adults, it's really the same thing. You want to keep their omega-3 fatty acids high, and you want to keep gluten out of their diet. What is gluten? Gluten is a byproduct or a little component of the wheat grain. And by taking gluten out of their diet, it's one of the best things you can do. Okay, so that's the first thing I would do. So that's, when I say gluten and wheat products, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, you know, all of these sorts of things are going to be really important for clearing out the digestive tract, removing inflammation. Increasing the omega-3 fats is going to help tremendously. And it's got vitamin A and vitamin D in cod liver oil. So with them being 6 and 8, they could get away with doing a teaspoon even twice a day. I would do that for about probably a month or two, and then you can back it down just to a teaspoon a day. And I think that will help out tremendously with what they're dealing with. But the little bitty bumps, actually you see that often on a lot of kids, and a lot of times it comes from food allergies. It comes from, you know, issues with kids not getting enough of the omega-3s. So you eliminate the food allergen, and which gluten is a huge intolerance to many people. I'd say about 95% of the population is gluten intolerant. So if you remove that, then you're going to eliminate the inflammation in the digestive tract. The body's going to be able to digest, absorb, and assimilate more of the foods they're eating rather than, you know, 80 or 90% rather than probably the typical 20 to 25%, which most people are digesting. So that's a great place for you to start. And don't forget B vitamins. B vitamins are going to be important for them as well. And when you're dealing with the skin, it's very important to keep those balanced out. For them, I would get a liquid, and you want to do a lower dose of that, but do it more frequently throughout the day because they're water soluble. They go in and out of the body very quickly. And so I would do that probably, you know, 5 to 10 drops in the morning and 5 to 10 drops in the evening, you know, with breakfast and then with dinner should be good enough. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Questions about your health, give us a call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Yes. Good evening, sir. This is my first time on the radio.
Well, welcome.
I really enjoy listening to the show. My question is, I've had chronic fibromyalgia and major fatigue, and numerous doctors and numerous drugs and pills and everything. I just thought I'd call and see if you had any tips or insights on the fatigue and what else I can do for fibromyalgia.
Well, for fibromyalgia, how long have you been dealing with it, or how long have you had the diagnosis?
1997, so what is that, about 12 years?
About 12 years, sure. Okay, so there's a couple of things we'll need to do. With fibromyalgia, it's all about what you're putting in your body. It's inflammation, no different than arthritis, which is, you know, inflammation of the joint. It's very similar. You know, it's more inflammation of the connective tissue, as you know. I mean, you touch yourself sometimes. If you somebody were to grab your arm or leg or back, and it just will set you on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So what we need to do is eliminate the inflammation in the digestive tract, and it's going to clear everything else out throughout the body. Clean up the digestion, you're going to clear out inflammation throughout the body. So that's where we need to start. So the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, is the place to start, Stephanie. All right?
Okay.
Very simple. I mean, I want to keep this bare bones simple, but I'm going to give you some practical things you can start doing tomorrow and start getting great results. Just a great example. I had one of the a phone call come in, I guess it was about 6 months ago. A gentleman started reading the book, and he applied the principles for fibromyalgia just in the book, anti-inflammatory diet, foundational four supplements, and he saw a huge difference in his symptoms, and he'd been dealing with it for 13 years. So it's just a big deal. You always want to have a good foundation regardless of what you're doing. So that's a great place to start. Foundational four supplements, you know, whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food, cod liver oil. I would normally do a tablespoon a day, but with fibromyalgia, 2 tablespoons is better because you want to increase your omega-3s and your vitamin A and vitamin D, which is all combined in cod liver oil, and probiotics. Probiotics 2 to 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 2 to 4 in the evening on an empty stomach as well.
Okay.
Fasting 1 day a week is going to be important. I call it a partial day fast. So you can eat dinner all the way up till whatever time you want to do, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and then you won't eat again until the next evening dinner. And that dinner could be early in the day. You don't have to be real militant about it, but you need a time every single week to give the digestive tract a break. And it just lets all the cells, and it causes all the, you know, the digestive organs to take a break and just kind of regenerate themselves because we're constantly eating. Now, we're designed to constantly eat. It's okay. But it's nice to give it a break every now and then. That's something important as well. And your vitamin D levels are going to be really important with fibromyalgia and fatigue. Huge. I mean, you want to keep the numbers between 70 and 90. So have you had any blood work done recently with your primary care physician?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm even on a 50,000 unit vitamin D day once a week, and I take vitamin D by itself. I take calcium and vitamin D, and my vitamin D levels still stay low even with the prescriptions.
With the prescriptions. So make sure you're taking vitamin D3. That's really what you want to be taking. The vitamin D3, really important when it comes to, you know, everything regarding, you know, getting those numbers up. See, with your vitamin D being low, that's a huge reason for issues with fibromyalgia. And that's one of the big ones we found clinically. So make sure you continue following that protocol and get started with your foundation. Remember, everything is based on a good foundation. All right, thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. This is On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Like they are producers in the booth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Don't forget to email me online. I'll be back soon. Anything. In the meantime, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize your best days are still ahead.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical conditions.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace 2 meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution
for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step 1 is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step 1 Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit step1foods.com, that's step1foods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.